So now we are at the program 3 to 5:15. Oh, it's supposed to be Dhamma discussion. Oh, sorry. 1:30 to 3 o'clock supposed to be meditation. So we switch, like yesterday. I think Sui has sent out the revised schedule. The revised schedule is 1:30 to 2:30, Dhamma sharing, okay? Yeah, then after that, 2:30 onward, only your meditation, Okay. So we'll continue from where we stop, So Maya, page 22 onward, Then you want to follow the four circle formation, turn to page 61 of our last book. Ultimate realization, to transcend life. Okay, okay.
From here, at the pure awareness level, if you meditate via silencing your mind to be just awareness, then you will come to know how the thinking manifests from here. Pure awareness nature. Thinking manifests because we have this brain, which it accumulated memories. As thought is a response to memory, and memory is accumulated knowledge with its views, opinions, and conditioning, etc. Therefore, from pure awareness, thoughts arise. What is thought? How do we create thought? Initially, it is just the spacious pure awareness. Then, to know the external form, we need to receive this external form via shrinking our pure awareness to a limited space to input the content of consciousness to form a thought. Hence, thought is equals to pure awareness plus its content, sankhara. Reason why thought is limited. Perception, sanya, is the sixth consciousness. When we want to know, to experience, or to do something via habitual tendencies, that egoic mind arises to perceive. The moment it is perceived, this sixth consciousness brings the external form, the sense data, into our consciousness to manifest the mundane mind as a thought. Then through your memory, views, opinions, conditioning, and belief system, etc., you react to whatever you perceive through your senses. Then you stir your mind. That's how you become heedless, got lost in thoughts, and think a lot while constantly inputting your content of consciousness, sankhara. The last time when Brother Song was around, he realized this is what cultivators need to do. Cultivators have to return the external phenomena world that this mundane mind creates through consciousness back to the mundane mind level. Understand how this phenomenal world of consciousness is projected into existence via all this mental consciousness, how our mundane mind manifests. When you become conscious while living life, you tend to perceive via sanya through your senses constantly. Then you think, react, and stir your mind. These sankhara sanya movements and activities trigger off feelings and emotions. That's how this phenomenal world of consciousness is projected into our existence. This existential world, which is also our conditioned arising world, is what the phenomenal world of consciousness is all about. This is where life and existence are, and living beings get entangled here. They get afflicted because they grasp, cling, and give meaning to this phenomenal world of consciousness, thinking that it is real. A lot of things can happen here. That's why people do all sorts of nonsense here, not knowing that these are just mental images projected from your memory, from your mundane mind, from your mundane thinking, your mundane consciousness with its deluded content. Do you know how you know the world and how you interact with the world? Through our senses. Our sixth sense basis can give rise to seeing consciousness, hearing, smell, taste, tactile, and thought consciousness. Without these six sense bases, you cannot know the world. You cannot interact with the world. You cannot exist as a living being. So, understand all this via the meditative process of awareness is crucial. You will then start to see how, referring to the four circles chart, this source create this pure awareness, and how this pure awareness create this mundane mind, which in turn create the phenomenal world of
consciousness.
Of consciousness. Living in the phenomenal world of consciousness is like watching a cinema show. The projector with its lights, sound system, etc., projected onto a white screen. Then the movie appears as if it is so real, so exciting and lively. But after the cinema show ends, it is just an empty white screen, nothing real. Can you understand? So all these movements and manifestations are just your mental sankhara, sanya, activities triggered by your thought processes and the mundane thinking. When you understand all this, you can return this phenomenal world of consciousness to the mundane mind. Then, when you allow the mundane mind to slow down and cease, the pure awareness will reappear. When you are here, meaning the pure awareness, you will break free from Sakkaya Ditti, self-delusion, because you will know very clearly via this awareness-based meditation that this pure awareness nature without thought is not a being, thereby enabling you to realize a very profound understanding or wisdom that can liberate your mind from delusion. Reason why I ask you all to contemplate that Gong An. Without thought, who are you? What are you? You realize without thought, you are nothing and you are nobody. Without the egoic mind, it cannot come out and create. But once that mundane mind comes out and creates, straight away it manifests into the mundane mind, the five aggregates of form and mind, and then from there, very fast, via Sankara, Sanya, it created the phenomenal world of consciousness. You can see very clearly how the thinking manifests from pure awareness nature. It is like the mundane mind and the pure awareness are very near to each other. It is just a thin line separating them. Without the stability of mindfulness, one cannot realize all this. Now you understand why you must meditate to develop this pure awareness nature. You must stay here at the pure awareness, determined to be aware, relax, maintain awareness, and don't try to know or do anything. Just stay here at the pure awareness. When you are here at the pure awareness, you see clearly how the process of creation arises. Then how once it has come here, the mundane mind, its consciousness is like a magician. This is how consciousness created the illusionary world, the phenomenal world of consciousness. It's also the reason why the Buddha said, consciousness is like a magician, the greatest magician, which I always share with you, all during our meditation retreats. While inside my house, when you open your eyes, your whole field of vision, everything you can see and perceive, including my voice, they arise already, appearing so real in front of you. But the moment you close your eyes, the whole creation is gone. The moment you shut off your senses, the whole of creation is gone. Therefore, this phenomenal world of consciousness are just mental images created by thoughts. So how real can it be? Externally, it may appear very solid and real, with the four elements and everything else. But how do you perceive it? Through your mental perception, right? Mental perceptions are just mental images. So how real can these images be? These images come and go. Perception comes and goes. Feeling comes and goes. Thinking comes and goes. Emotion comes and goes. and you didn't die, so how can they be you? While living life, your senses are fully engaged. Everything you manifest through your senses, they move very fast. Without mindfulness, how can you cope with life? How can you see and understand all these movements? That's why you need mindfulness, pure awareness and sati to cultivate and develop the understanding needed to awaken. Hopefully by now it's pretty clear why you must develop awareness-based meditation instead of following methods and techniques of meditations, which are mainly thought-based to create more delusion here at the mundane mind level. Thought-based meditation can lead one astray through energy and psychic field cultivation, whereas awareness-based meditation is beyond thought, beyond mind, hence non-duality. No focusing or concentration involved, hence no energy or psychic field built up. Nothing but just the pure awareness nature, which is not a being. It cannot come out and live life. It is not like this human being, the five aggregates of form and mind, the mundane mind, which are subject to karma. This mundane mind is like a traveler in space and time. Through self-delusion, you cling and grasp onto this mundane mind, not knowing that you are not this mundane mind. You are actually the nature behind, and you originated from here, the source, which is your Buddha nature, your true nature. This lack of understanding gives rise to self-delusion, then condition the ego to grasp on to the five aggregates of form and mind, the mundane mind. Then you believe you exist. You are this human being, a traveler in space and time. That's how you repeatedly return to samsara, world of birth and death, via the karmic process. There is so much self-delusion. You believe you exist, you are real, and you further believe you are so and so. Then you go through life. You own and have this and that, etc. All these are just accumulated memories, nothing else. Finally, when the consciousness separates from this physical form, they say you die. Then rebirth, due to ignorance, happens again. Then you continue with these countless segmented lives of birth and death. Every segmented life you come, which one is you? None of them are you. Reason why you must understand how through all these samsaric processes, you created a karmic nature that conditions your continuous rebirth in samsara. So this karmic nature is what the Buddha wants you to understand. For according to Buddha, we are all born of your karma, to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma, and you are what you are because of your karma. When you understand this, you will know how to reverse all this and return. So, when you are here at the mundane mind, you can develop the awareness-based cultivation to come back to here, the pure awareness. Then, you will see, via the pure awareness direct seeing, the fallacy and delusion of all this. Then, this phenomenal world of consciousness will fail to deceive you, fail to condition you into negativity. That's how you break free. It has no more power over you. So this is what awareness-based meditation is all about. When you have all this understanding, then what happens is the mundane mind that develops all this understanding realizes itself and sees. Realize that this mundane mind is unreal, not a permanent unchanging entity, because it is just a dependent originating and conditioned arising entity, or just a vehicle and a tool for you to come to this existential world to live life, to cultivate, to go through the karmic process, and to do whatever function you want. When the mundane mind realizes itself and sees, that is the realization of Nibbana, or enlightenment in the here and the now. When the mundane mind ceases, the mundane mind not only comes back to the pure awareness initially, but the whole pure awareness also ceases for it to return to the source. The source they also give it the name Nibbana and the unconditioned. So this is the realization of Nibbana, the unconditioned. Initially, for those who cultivate the sainthood way, they may only have a glimpse of the cessation here, the source. But the glimpse is enough for them to break free from the Sakaya Ditti, self-delusion. For those who took the Bodhisattva way, they will stay here at the pure awareness and develop this pure awareness nature until it is very vivid and beautiful to perfect the third stage of Bodhi mind development. Next, the five stages of Bodhi mind development. Can you remember the five stages of Bodhi mind development that I shared earlier? What is the third stage of Bodhi mind development? Yes, Bodhi mind that illuminates that nature. That is what they will do. The first two stages of Bodhi mind development are relatively much easier. The first stage of Bodhi mind development is just to aspire with great sincerity, faith and understanding to plant the seed of Bodhi, to go this Bodhisattva way via taking the four basic vows of a Bodhisattva with understanding. This initial stage of aspiring sincerely with faith to cultivate this Bodhisattva way to realize Sammasambuddhahood is very important. That's the reason why I prepared the taking of the Bodhisattva's way yellow card to act as a guide to help you all develop the understanding of the unique process involved. This yellow card, we clearly set out format and details to take the Bodhisattva vows to go this Bodhisattva way is very concise, yet comprehensive, unique, and very good. Please go through it, the yellow card, and recite it every day to develop a clear understanding of this cultivation. The second stage of Bodhi mind development is to develop the Bodhi mind, Bodhicitta, that can endure and sever or subdue all afflictions, which means you must develop the wisdom to realize the perfection of renunciation. Renunciation is Nikamma in Pali, when you can renounce everything with wisdom. It means you cannot suffer anymore, because by then they would have understand that everything is not so real, not what you think. That is how you can renounce them all. To perfect this perfection of renunciation, the Buddha, while cultivating as a Bodhisattva, also needed to develop the ability to renounce even his wife, children and his kingdom, were put to the final test. So Nikamma is the perfection one needs to accomplish for one to realize this second stage of Bodhi mind development, the Bodhi mind that can endure and sever or subdue all suffering or affliction, which means one must have also perfected the understanding of Prajna Paramita by then. Because of that, one will continue with the cultivation from this pure awareness to develop the third stage of Bodhi mind development. This third stage is what Suyi just mentioned, the Bodhi mind that illuminates this pure awareness nature. Once you can illuminate this pure awareness nature, this mundane mind understands very clearly what this source is all about. Then this pure awareness becomes very different. It becomes very powerful and very beautiful. Powerful as in balas, where the spiritual faculties have stabilized until it is unshakable. Your spiritual faculties, when you have not stabilized them, they are just normal spiritual faculties. But once you have stabilized them until unshakable, they become balas or powers. But here, the word power is not to destroy things. Sister Suyi asks, is it a blessing? Brother Teo answered, no. True blessing comes from wisdom. Wisdom and blessing arise together when one uses the pure awareness nature to cultivate. When you can stay here at the pure awareness until you can illuminate that pure awareness nature, it means you have detected the gateway to your nature. This gateway is around your heart area, usually located slightly towards its left. After detecting the gateway to your nature, your external yin-yang energies will flow or melt through their gateway, the gateway naturally to make you very still. Then stay at the pure awareness to illuminate that nature until it becomes very beautiful. Let the pure awareness nature develop the internal movements and transformation via trust until this whole nature at your heart area opens up until the mundane mind collapses. This is what Brother Teo experienced in the year 1989, and he became very different after experiencing those transformations. His last guide showed him where the gateway was in 1989, and the moment he detected the gateway, he knew what it was. After that, 9 months later, his internal nature's transformation led to the collapse of his mundane mind. This pure nature then shines forth and illuminates that pure awareness nature. That is the third stage of Bodhi mind development. Bodhi mind that illuminates Buddha nature as enlightenment means you not only awaken, but you manage to illuminate that nature within your true nature until it becomes so clear. Means you not only connect to the gateway to your nature, but you can now continue with the internal transformations cultivation until that nature can become very exceptional. That was how Brother Teo came to understand what that nature is. This is what this pure awareness nature cultivation is all about. But for most of you all, you only try to have a glimpse of this pure awareness, nature's awareness, and its cessation while cultivating the sainthood way. This awareness is actually sati or mindfulness, the state of no thought as taught by Master Hui Neng, the sixth patriarch, which means you all haven't detected the gateway to your true nature yet. But the moment you can stabilize the pure awareness to detect the gateway to your nature while doing the fourth support trust, then your cultivation will become very exceptional, wonderful and beautiful, because once you can do this trust, a lot of things will happen to your nature. All your external yin and yang energies will melt through this gateway to become pure wisdom energy. Then it will do the internal transformation and movements until your wisdom and understanding become very different. This pure wisdom energy will then transform your bodily vibration until it becomes very fine, until the mundane mind becomes too gross to withstand the vibration and collapse. It is like a layer of consciousness at the forehead area, slowly tightened until finally, after a period of 9 months, it suddenly drops off, leading to the collapse of the mundane mind. The process is quite gradual. When you are here, the pure awareness, you can develop a profound understanding of a different dimension, completely different from the normal wisdom born of the provisional teachings cultivation. I came to understand all my past cultivations after I inherited them from my spiritual nature. These understandings are so different. Most of it is not from my present life's cultivation. This spiritual nature, you cannot inherit anything from it until after you have detected the gateway to your nature. But the moment I can be at the pure awareness nature, I started to inherit all my past cultivation from my spiritual nature. That's how my understanding becomes so different after that. My mundane mind collapsed 9 months after I detected the gateway. After that, from 1989 until now, 2023, a total of 34 years. This cultivation, internal movements and transformation inside my heart area or pure awareness nature area are still continuing. Reason why This pure awareness nature can be developed until it is so exceptional and so beautiful. At that time, how can I share and teach all this understanding which my nature had realized? That is the reason why I said, there is a lot more understanding that my nature can share, provided there are causes and conditions. Now, I had the condition to teach all this. It's because Maitreya Buddha's nature in the year 2008 had requested my nature to share the true Dharma with the world, with the message, 请你把正法转下去. Please help transmit the true Dharma. That is the reason why the sharing and the teachings now, compared to then, are so different. This type of teaching you can't even find in Mahayana books, unless it is written by great beings who have gone through such cultivation and transformation, otherwise it is unlikely. The pure awareness nature is to be cultivated until it is very clear first, before one can move on to the fourth stage of Bodhi mind development cultivation. Can you all recall what is the fourth stage of Bodhi mind development? Yes, Bodhi mind that renounces samsara. At this stage, to them, samsara is nothing, no longer an issue. So is the phenomenal world of consciousness. Why will not think like those deluded beings who said, wow, this Buddhist sattva way takes so long, aeons. You think you can do it? You think you can go that way? All these are wrong thoughts, deluded thinking, because to the Buddhist sattvas, all these comings are wonderful existence. It is not what you think. Their karmic nature and spiritual nature are so beautiful because they come with the understanding that both these karmic and spiritual natures are there to support them. They can come and live life to the fullest. Even though they know the phenomenal world of consciousness is not real, because there is such a thing as life and true emptiness is wonderful existence, as explained in the Heart Sutra. So all this is what the Supreme Vehicle Teachings is all about. Sakyamuni's Buddha's teaching is very extensive and profound. One can never find another teaching that can cover such extensive understanding. Tracing back to the source, starting from the beginning of time, and covering the whole of the four circles or stages of creation. As the Buddha said, inconceivable is the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that conditioned, stirred, and created all these movements until now, present moment. The fifth stage of Bodhi mind development is the Bodhi mind of the consummate, which means you have reached the pinnacle of wisdom and compassion or completed the 10 perfections of the Buddhahood cultivation. Next, second session, questions and answers and meditation reporting. Brother Theo asks, anybody want to report your meditation or ask any questions? Sister PG, good evening, Brother Theo, Mrs. Theo, and all Kalyan Amitas. Actually, your sharing today is very comprehensive revision for me. Brother Theo answered, yes, today's sharing is very beautiful and it can act as a very comprehensive summary of the whole cultivation. Sister PG said, today's sharing by Brother Theo on the higher teachings cultivation is very profound, good and comprehensive. Dharma practitioners with many years of cultivation may also find these teachings new to them if they do not have an in-depth understanding of this higher teachings cultivation. For Kalyanamitas who have the understanding, today's sharing is very beautiful, unique and very comprehensive. It can act as a very good summary for the whole cultivation. Brother Theo said, PG, I rejoice with your good comment. You not only can follow, but you can also appreciate it so much and feel so good about it too. It is indeed very rare to have someone who can share such profound teaching in such a simple and well-expressed manner with you all. As such, it will be great and fantastic if this talk can be transcribed into another beautiful Dharma transcript book. These teachings are not ordinary knowledge or thought-based Dharma teaching. It is true Dharma teaching which can relate to life and all the essential Dharma as taught by the Buddha and to one's cultivation. It also has the unique ability to link all the essential Dharma of the Buddha to form a complete teaching. From explanation how to develop this first and second turning wisdom via linking it to the five daily contemplation teaching, then moving on to the four circles formation to explain how from the source, the pure awareness and the mundane mind with its thought processes comes about, and then how the mundane mind projects via our sense doors consciousness to arise the phenomenal world of consciousness. How Sakkaya Ditti, self-delusion, condition the three evil roots to entangle our life. How we can develop the meditative understanding to realize our pure awareness nature within, and how we no longer meditate without understanding after that. The emphasis nowadays is mainly on cultivating via the pure awareness nature, and no longer on learning only the usual mundane Dharma covering the external phenomenal world's Dharma, the five aggregates of form and mind, the three marks of existence, the three turnings of Four Noble Truths, etc. In the early days, this pure awareness teaching was hardly taught because hardly anybody can understand. But now, the Kalyanamita's consciousness is so different, especially after our last Cameron Highlands retreat. After that retreat, a lot of Kalyanamita can follow and understand the pure awareness cultivation. Next, four stages of creation via the four circles explanation. That's why recently, Brother Chin Hao also commented that nowadays, Brother Teo's teaching on sati is so different, and he was full of joy listening to it. According to Chin Hao, he said, in the early years, he couldn't follow or understand what I was teaching. Only in recent years has he started to develop the joy and appreciation of the teaching. After hearing all this recent sharing on the higher teaching, especially on the stages of creation via the four circles formation explanation. After that, a lot of Kalimitas like become very different. Even Sister Ingbi, Alicia, Sister Po Ching, Brother Song and many others, they now realize that my Thursday class Dharma sharing nowadays are no longer those that I shared at Brother Sui An's house before, where only the essential Dharma like the five spiritual faculties, the five mental hindrances, the three evil roots and the Dhammapada verses 1-2, 183, 21, 22 and 23 are repeatedly shared. The teachings nowadays are so different. Now the phase of understanding is on how to realize that pure awareness nature and how to develop the awareness-based meditation. For these are the Buddha's supreme vehicles teachings. All the others are provisional teachings of the sainthood way, taught earlier to prepare you all to receive these pure awareness-based supreme vehicle teachings. Now you understand why, before 2015, the teachings shared by me were mainly provisional teachings, covering the essential Dharma within the phenomenal world of consciousness. The phenomenal world of consciousness and the five aggregates of form and mind, etc., and this pure awareness teaching was hardly taught because the sainthood way does not need the pure awareness cultivation's understanding to awaken. But during the year 2015, the causes and conditions for the Bodhisattva way teachings to be taught arise. That's how all these pure awareness teachings also arise. Even the stages of creation's teaching shared now is via developing the understanding of it, no longer just a brief explanation of what it is. I have to lay low at that time, but the 2020 pandemic lead MCO was a blessing in disguise because during this MCO, we were forced to go on Zoom to conduct our Dharma classes digitally instead of having only physical classes. Since our annual meditation retreats of Camera Hirons were also affected, I was able to teach our Heart Sutra classes sharing over 8 months instead of the usual 8 days while at the annual retreat. This is to better prepare and equip all of you to receive these vital Heart Sutra teachings first, prior to attending the next coming annual retreat. Sister Po Ching from Singapore benefited the most from this 2020 8 months Heart Sutra classes sharing over Zoom. When she listened attentively and followed the instructions closely to develop the awareness-based meditation, she progressed very fast and the transformation happened. Her rather fast progress helped give faith and confidence to a lot of Kalyana Mitta because she was quite new and she didn't really know me. Also, due to the MCO, she was not able to attend the scheduled annual retreat which she had wanted to attend after she made the affirmation to seriously cultivate in 2020. Those who took the Bodhisattva vows also saw this thing coming and they developed a lot of good progress and understanding too, thereby making them so different and their life changes for the better. So this true teaching is capable of transforming living beings, especially cultivators of the way. Now our sharing is different. We had moved on to the pure awareness teaching and the supreme vehicle teachings covering the sharing of the following Mahayana Sutra. It's wonderful Dharma Lotus Flower Sutra, Miao Fa Lian Fa Jing. And to the earlier sutra of immeasurable meaning, Wu Liang Yi Jing, which is about the virtue of Bodhisattva and how Bodhisattva teach the Dharma. The next book which we have not covered is the Pu Xian Jing, Samatha Bhatra Sutra, the meditation of Pu Xian Bodhisattva covering her practices and vows. It will be taught after we have completed the Lotus Sutra sharing and the understanding of the third and fourth stages of Buddhi Mind Development's teaching to enable you all to better appreciate it. Now that the teaching has reached the supreme vehicle level, looking back, you will understand why these provisional or preparatory teachings of the sainthood way need to be taught first before the supreme vehicle teachings can come about. PG, you can continue your sharing. Sister PG, to me, after having witnessed the progress of Kalyana Mittas and their ability to realize pure awareness nature and stabilize it, it makes me realize that the teaching from the books on how Bodhisattva was able to have those types of virtue to enable them to renounce so many things are no longer a fairy tale. Brother Teo answered, all these are possible once one understands the supreme vehicle teachings. Even those vows the Bodhisattva taught are no longer that extraordinary because they already have the understanding. You put it very well, PG. Sadhu to you for the good understanding and ability to express them so nicely in words. Sister PG answered, it also reinforces our faith and determination to walk this Bodhisattva path. Next, planting the seed of Bodhi. Brother Teo said, your determination and faith can be a very strong motivation to drive you to go this way. If you can plant the seed of Bodhi deep inside your nature via determined faith and affirmation to seriously cultivate this Bodhisattva way life after life, you will be home and straight away everything will just fall into place. With strong determination, faith, perseverance, and understanding, you must aditana to plant this Bodhi mind until it really goes into your nature. Then your mind will become very different and it will be activated. If in this life you can have such understanding, faith, and affirmation, then during your future comings, all these causes and conditions that you have planted will come to fruition. They will come forth and support you. Your Bodhi mind will be activated even during the non-sasana era. It will arise. You will become beautiful. By the time you hit the next sasana era, you are already very advanced and very beautiful as a cultivator of the way. So, sadhu to you all. PG, please continue. Assistant PG said, yeah, Brother Teo, with such a reward in having such a Buddhi mind developed, it will really spur us all to go all out to do what we must do in this lifetime. Like myself, I am already of this age. I do not have much time left. I must really strive on with heedfulness. Brother Teo said, no problem, PG, because age is just a number. The heart must be young. That is more important. It is the heart that determines. Within those few moments, instances of you receiving the understanding, you immediately make the affirmation and determination. That itself will trigger off the requisite causes and conditions. And when that happens, we always say, chak bei liao. In Hokkien, meaning you have more than enough for your field already. Because the affirmation aditana that goes into the nature's law is very exceptional and powerful. It can bring forth a lot of beautiful causes and conditions into the future for all your future comings to become so different and blessed. Having the faith, sincerity, determination and perseverance to go this way are most important. Once you determine it strongly, it can be firmly established. Like what you have witnessed and comprehend now, you understand that all these vows are possible, not a fairy tale anymore. Before you have the understanding, all these are like fairy tales. But once you understand, you know all these are possible because of your pure awareness nature's unique capability. After you have detected the gateway to your nature, your cultivation process will continue until that pure awareness nature shines forth to illuminate your pure awareness nature. That's your Buddhi mind that illuminates the pure awareness nature clearly. This Buddhi mind is very powerful. Once you hit that stage, you will never regress. The Bodhisattva way is guaranteed and confirmed. You will finish the cultivation. So, all these are so rewarding. I use the word rewarding because it is really rewarding. Then, after you finish stage 3 of Buddhi mind development, stage 4 is even more rewarding. You can by then renounce samsara while realizing the Buddhi mind that renounces samsara. It's not your mundane mind that renounces samsara. It is the Buddhi mind that has the perfection and the cultivation to renounce samsara. So, it's similar to the final advice of the Buddha. Strive on with heedfulness. Meaning with heedfulness only you strive on. This is the Buddhi mind that renounces samsara. The Buddhi mind that has the understanding and wisdom that enables it to renounce samsara. Means to them samsara is nothing, not an issue anymore. The continuous coming has become so rewarding, so beautiful. So why not? Like I said, if you need to come, you must come with all this understanding. Otherwise, why must you come? Don't waste your time. Otherwise, you suffer. Very good, PG. You can continue. Anything?
Okay, wait. So this one true or not? If you come without this understanding, I ask you, why you come? You got no choice, eh? You have to come, eh? So when you have to come, you are given a I won't say opportunity, because the opportunity very rare. But at least during the sasana, you are born a human, yes or not? And you encounter the true Dhamma. So you let this window slip by, too bad. But your life, you decide. Understand or not? Yeah? Okay? Yeah. Continue. Yeah.
Very good, PG. You can continue. Anything else you would like to share? Sister PJ said, Brother Teo, I would like to say that with such a wise teacher like Brother Teo, and with the blessings of all the great beings, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, I am sure a lot of us, if we really put in the determination, aditana, many of us will be able to progress well. Brother Teo, definitely, sadhu.
Huh? Fully nobody is sadhu? Ayo. Like that, how lah? Put in front of your plate also, you don't know how to sadhu and eat. Ayo. Your PG already give you the, what they call, confident. So, and already explained to you how to do it. So read again. Mayan. Brother, sister PJ. Is it Brother Teo? I would like to say, maybe I read lah. That with such a wise teacher, and with the blessing of all the great beings, Buddha and Bodhisattva, you know why they bless you? You think you related to them? Yeah, you create affinity with them. You think they all go to the image and bow and chant? You think they zo song? Because they have their vow. You call upon their name, there is a response. Understand? Then if you have faith in them, you connect. Understand? So you have faith in my nature or not? Like that also don't know. That's why PG very kiang. He said, after having such a wise teacher and with the blessing of all the great beings, Buddha and Bodhisattva, I am sure a lot of us know. But don't be the exceptional few. already written. Cannot, already written. Pass already, you understand? Or not? No, at that time, Thursday class, nobody say. Understand? Or not? You should request at that time. You say, PG, PG, all over. But PG, very honest, understand? Or not? He say, I'm sure a lot of her, bukau. Ayo. Cannot, some got coming obstruction one. Yeah, this is nature, no, not me. So here, PG very wise. I'm sure a lot of us, if we really put in determination, aditana, many of us would be able to. So what is the criteria? Not PG use the word all. PG use whatever word also. If you don't aditana, you think all this can happen or not? No problem. Oh, very good. Better do. Then it will be all. But if you don't aditana, don't follow the yellow card, what you expect? But some will come in obstruction, you have to ask for forgiveness and break it, understand? No? Pure karmic, nothing to do with our nature, understand? No? The great being's nature, if Buddha cannot can change your karma and can help you become enlightened, you think he not compassionate enough? He is a Sammasambuddha, no? But it cannot be done, understand? No? That's why in the teaching, even at the provisional level, he told the Theravada disciple, and all that, he said, I can only show you the way. You have to walk the path yourself, understand? And Xuanhua like to use this word, 个人吃饭,个人了, 饱 or 了 啦, 个人饱 啦, but cultivation, 了, understand? No, if you 吃饭了, then you become full, understand? 饱 啦, but cultivation is to complete it, understand? So you need to understand why he say 个人吃饭,个人了. He don't speak like that, he straight away 了, finish. Because it's like that. If you don't eat, you expect to be full or not? Then if you don't have a proper, you contemplate on the food for what? To have a? This food is for the sustenance of your body to help you cultivate, understand? So if you don't take the Dharma food, you think you can finish your cultivation? 客人吃 个人了, understand? You eat the Dharma food. In your contemplation card, you put there what? Like materialistic food, understand? This physical body need materialistic food. Likewise, our cultivation, what do you need? Dharma food, so that you can have love, compassion, and wisdom. Understand or not? They're all in the cut. Chant, but don't understand. Apply la. Take more Dharma food la. Understand or not? Bocha pui how? Ha, bolat. Cannot strive. So, out of the three, one tan liao zhige. Understand or not? And you don't take the food, means you don't have the faith. Understand or not? And you don't have the faith, how to develop sincerity? So, Dharma food is what you should strive on to assimilate. Understand or not? So, develop the understanding, and just like what my nature advised, don't let this golden window or opportunity slip by. I repeated how many times, every retreat also I repeat. Like the Form 5 kid, you remember? Oh, sorry, Form 4 kid. I told him, boy, you sacrifice one over year. From now onward, determine, study hard. Just pass SPM enough already, can go college. Your parents got money, what? Understand? What? So, this one is the same. When you develop that intent to go this way, following the yellow card and sailang everything with your merits to make the aditana, so that your future coming all taken care of. Like that also cannot do. So if you want all to go, then all must do lah. Because a lot of heedless being or all these living beings, they cannot see the beauty and what they call uniqueness of this teaching or not. To them is I think I try lah. I don't know whether I can or not. Maybe my karma not so good. My nature not like that. You go and listen to your thought tell you all this. That I wish you well. Understand? You should like some of you like Ingbi. Yes, Po Cheng, yes. Because inside, this is what you want. True or not? If this is what you want, you also hesitate. Those who are successful, they go all out. You look at now, badminton, how competitive or not? Everybody train. And every tournament to really make it not easy or not. We are world champ also get dethroned. But no need to be world champ. Because world champ only one, or joint title two. But what I want you to know, like the Form 4, Form 5 guy, pass and now, understand? No? Can go college and now. Means can go this way, take the Bodhisattva way and now, understand? No? Whether you finish the completion of the cultivation or not, not important. But this one, very important, understand? No? It's like university entrance, understand? No? Or college entrance. I'm not asking you to be world champion, understand? No? Maybe that one difficult lah. All Kayamita only. Maybe that one also not from Kayamita. Somebody else one. More serious one. Understand? The Pure Land one. So, no need to aim for world champion. Understand? Just aim to establish that so that all your future coming taken care of. That is enough. Okay? Okay, Maya, continue.
Sister PG said, I can see so many of us at our recent meditation retreat are so fired up after some of our Kalinyamitas had already shown us the way forward, which means all this progress, realization and awakening are possible. Of course, our Parami and Karma also play their important roles. Having come this far and getting to meet up with Brother Teo under such unique circumstances, I think it's very much our effort now instead of just depending on our parami and karma from the past.
True or not? True or not? PG already laid out for you all to understand all this. So make full use of the advice, understand or not? Ah, go on.
Brother Dio said, like the song, 陪你到天.
Ah, this one Padmasri did one in our website. Ah, this song is very good, no? Ah, Padmasri didn't know how to sing, no? Play from your handphone, lah. Oh. Ah, tonight, lah, tonight, tonight. No, no, our website got video, the video there. Tonight, you all don't want to play now? Play one round first? Now, now. Oh, thank you, Cindy. let Padmasri share. He said, after listening to that song, 陪你到天涯, you ask her what happened.
Cry
for.
No, actually, after getting this song from the, actually this one is from the Pu Xian Sing. After the show, they play this song.
Yeah,
it's talking about the Bodhisattva way.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, at that time, my understanding is not so deep yet.
Yeah.
So when Brother Teo called up, say this song is good, then we can sing during our Kayana Mita meeting.
Yeah.
I cried for hours. Really, I also don't know why.
You listen, because the song is really very meaningful. Bodhisattva only can compose this song, no? You think ordinary being can compose? That is the song on affinity, you know.
It's talking about a teacher and a group of Kayana Mitas cultivating life after life. Life after life, they meet each other.
Ah, this one. Yeah, yeah. On. Put on the mic. Put on your mic. Tonight, the wording come out tonight. Go. Afterwards. You let AV read, AV know the Mandarin. No, you read the Mandarin as the music play. You read the Mandarin. No, play. Jin Hao. And my Kayamita, then tonight we sing together. You look at your handphone, the meaning is very deep. Maya, read on. It's written there also a bit of the lyrics.
Brother Dio said, like the song 陪你到天涯, that that Pamasuri put on the website. That song is so meaningful. You must read the Mandarin lyrics. It is so beautiful. It says, all these encounters are not by chance or accident. Nothing is a coincidence. They have all been arranged by causes and conditions from the past. 因缘,
早安排.
早安排. These are the actual Mandarin words. Go listen to it on our brotherdeo.com website. It is so beautiful.
So Su Yi has sent out. Yeah? Oh, Brother Jin Hao has sent out. You make sure you have. Eh? So that tonight we can. Eh? Send to Kayamita also.
Sister BG said, I don't understand Mandarin, Brother Deo. Brother Deo said, you don't have to understand Mandarin. When you listen, listen from your heart. Anyway, I was told Batmasuri had put in the English translation. So do go and read it. Sister PG said, okay, thank you so much, Brother Deo. I'm so sorry. That's all I have to say.
Hey, sadhu lah, ayo.
Sadhu.
On your behalf, no, he summarized everything for you, no. And you just have to follow what she tells you, and you will receive everything, understand or not? Because this cultivation, like during the Bodhisattva vow, I told you, don't worry about what people say. It takes so long, aeon, like you got no confidence, you can go there. But I already told you, when you understand, it's very easy. You only need to cultivate affinity with great beings, Buddha, and all those that, Kayamita, that have affinity. Then they will take you along, understand? The great beings, vow and nature will take you along. So you only need to know how to connect to them, understand? Connect also don't know. Huh? Every night towards the end of the class, Pamasuri taught you all. Have gratitude, pay respect. Ah, kau tim already, like that also don't know. Aiyo. Then go to all the great beings, altar. You think you just like that talk to them, they cannot hear. Their nature is all over, understand? They will hear you. But you say the wrong thing also, they hear. But you don't worry. They are not law of karma. They won't take revenge. They won't punish you. But your karmic obstruction, kau kawan. Because you, it's not them, the law of karma. That's why your speech under Noble Eightfold Path, the Buddha say, you must train the third and fourth right effort, speak the appropriate right speech. Understand or not? Gentle, pleasant, good, and appropriate speeches. Must not have any delusion. So all these are in the teaching, okay? So prepare for tonight, yeah? Okay, we read on.
Brother Deo said, okay, Su Yi will take over. Sister Su Yi said, good evening, everybody. Just a short one. It was mentioned there are causes and conditions everywhere, and in everything that happened and nothing is a coincidence. Everything has a momentum to move towards each other, and that one is the karmic force that pulls everything together. On that note, I remember at the previous Tuesday class where Sister Polian had an incident where she was trying to hang.
Yeah, Dizhang Wang Pusa.
Where she was trying to hang a jasmine garland on Dizhang Wang Pusa's statue. At that time, it was not very clear. For the incident to happen, there are causes and conditions behind it. This is an impersonal observation of what happened. Instead of thinking it was her fault because she tried to meddle with the garland flowers that triggered the accident that led to the broken statue, actually there were a lot of signs. For example, to be able to make it to the class is not easy. There were people that had flu, traffic jams and rain which may hinder them from coming. However, Sister Polian still managed to be here and got to offer the flower garland. Hui Run, who arrived later, there was no more flower garland left for her to offer. For you to have the flower garland to offer, and of all the images, only Dizhang Wang Pusa statue was without a flower garland, what was the probability? So, It's not like there are so many causes and conditions. So it's like there are so many causes and conditions behind. But if we are not aware and we don't see all these causes and conditions, we may think we have control of the situation. If I didn't do that, this wouldn't happen. Actually, that is self-delusion at work already, via thoughts rationalization. Just that bit to share. Karma is always around and pushing us. Without awareness, we just flow heedlessly and entangle ourselves, resulting in suffering.
Yes, the last sentence. Make a note. Without awareness, we just flow heedlessly, the word, and entangle ourselves, resulting in suffering. Then you listen to what I reply and further share. That one is very good.
Brother Teo replied, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.
You all? Sadhu. Ayo. I also Sadhu. You also don't want to Sadhu. Ayo. I say, very good. I better read this part. In fact, what Sui share is very true. Nothing happened by chance. Always remember that. Yeah. Like what the Buddha said, whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. So for Chiu Po Lien's case, if you all can reflect and contemplate in that manner, then you will understand. Just like what I told Chiu Po Lien. After what happened, she felt very bad. Understand not? Because of what she did. The statue is very small and light. She wanted to make the garden smaller by circling the loop twice. While doing so, she accidentally broke the Tisang Wang Pusa hand and held Tisang Wang Pusa's that Kuai Zhang staff. You look at that one, the long one, red one. But the one in my house very small. I think Alicia bought from China. Then I told her, don't worry, just let things be. I said, on hindsight, luckily it was just a statue. True or not? If it's a real bodhisattva, Tizang Wang take manifestation, I tell you. Understand? If she really broke the hand of the real manifestation of Tizang Wang Pusa, then that would have been really, really serious karma. So, ika patong ni, understand or not? Don't worry. Cipulian. I told her, you have to learn from all this, as there are causes and conditions for you to learn the Dhamma behind the arising. That's why I said, life is your greatest teacher. And the sharing by Sui just now, based on what she had gone through and understood, is good. Because she also saw how she cut her hand. Understand? No way one, no. But it just happened like that. As you cultivate the Dhamma, you will develop mindfulness, wisdom, and understanding, which will enable you to see the sign clearly. You will know all these are habitual tendencies manifesting. You understand that the mundane mind is always creating such habitual conditioned thinking or thought. Conditioned thought through the thinking. She said she is not mindful. That is what Chiu Po Lien said. That is beside the point, I told her. The big picture behind for you to learn and develop the understanding is more important. When you are mindful, you will come to understand how the mundane mind through habitual tendency stir the mind to trigger off the karmic conditioning. Now you understand. Yeah, when the karmic conditioning come, you cannot avoid it. It will make you think like that or not. It will make you do those things or not. Then what happened? These are karmic conditioning that are supposed to happen, and it happened for a reason. That is why I make use of this condition to share. Luckily that day, I make it as a condition to share, but I saw how it can help people. I said, Kayamita has reached the point of cultivation where you all need to know all this already. Your karma is like that. The karmic condition is usually very strong and very powerful. pure, you all didn't witness all this and go through the extensive counseling. You cannot see, you know. But my nature can see, you know. This is why I keep on telling Su Ye, a lot of karmita, the karmic conditioning and the karmic conditioning, you cannot avoid one unless you have wisdom, mindfulness, yoniso manasika. Otherwise, they come, they really, really come on. So the karmic conditioning is usually very strong and very powerful, as if you cannot avoid one. Just like what Sui came to know, that one is the hand kena cut by the glass and all things. Then she start to see a lot of things that happen. There must be causes and conditions behind. Otherwise, impossible one. Like she go mountain climbing, after that the mountain got earthquake. How to explain? If not a good parami, she would have been there during that incident. So for the things to happen, the causes and conditions have to be there. And the situation has to be like that. Just like what the Buddha said. Whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. Now you understand. It's only whether you can see it or not. You understand? You don't have sati. You don't have that nature, you don't have that cultivation's wisdom, you cannot see on. But people who has that nature, they can see, they can understand. If you cannot see, you are trapped in the karmic process. True or not? But you don't have the sati, awareness and the understanding. Luckily, it's just a statue. When she does that habitual thing, she cannot be practicing mindfulness. You understand? At that time, you tend to make mistakes, especially at her age. Oh, I tell your age, not so good. Near 60 years old already. She just retired, I think, that time. So what happened is, it will trigger off what happened. If you develop the understanding, then in future, when you are going through your daily life, especially when you are driving, don't listen to your conditioned thinking, which is the thought, understand or not? Because during that split second, when your attention is not on the road, what happened? Accident can happen. So learn from it. Karmic conditioning is like that. So don't be a hero, understand or not? Sometimes phone call come while you're driving, you also want to listen. Then sometimes your thought will tell you to do something. Or that is the karmic conditioning. That's why a lot of the things that happen, why is it karma? Like the Indian national came here for 20 days on the 19th, of all places, he go there, and of all time, the speed of walking, exactly that point, pew, the thing go down, the sinkhole. So all this is not by accident. There are causes and conditions behind. So understand all this, then develop the understanding to help yourself develop whatever mindfulness to help you overcome all this. Even now, you may think that you don't have the understanding, but never mind, learn from it. Understand? Everything about Dhamma is you learn. Understand? Learn means what? Develop the cultivation, then you learn. Understand? Like I said, who never make mistake? Everybody make mistake. Understand? Learn from mistake. They are your greatest teacher. Then just now in the kitchen, I also told them what? All these people who are like not so nice to you, they are your greatest teacher. Xuanhua always say, these are your good knowing advisor. They test you, understand or not? Without them, your life is so smooth sailing, understand or not? But when you have somebody not so friendly, then make life difficult. That is the test. If you can survive, that is good. If you cannot survive, means you are easily afflicted. You know? Do you realize? You are so vulnerable. You know? People press any button, say anything, make monkey face, you finish it. Understand? Huh? You understand? And this is the reality. So hopefully, with this, you all can develop the understanding. Okay, some more got or not? Oh, this one I let Manuel read already. Okay, Manuel? Okay.
When you are going through old age, if you are not careful with your movements, especially when you go to the toilet, it can be very dangerous. Like the example Padmasuri gave while in the toilet, there is a small drop of 1 inch just because of a misstep. An old lady fell and broke her pelvic. It was so serious because she also has osteoporosis. That is why when you are not careful, small things can actually trigger the karmic fusion, because the karmic conditioning are already there. If you have to go through it, you will go through it. However, if you have the awareness, mindfulness, and the wisdom, you can do something about it. In 1989, it showed it to me. It kept on happening. That's how I came to know all this, because the causes and conditions behind are so clear, because my pure awareness nature within my heart area can prompt me. Like that incident involving the crossing in front of Manyuan's house.
SS2, Manyuan house. Last time got a timber cross here. Last time the drain, they haven't done it out. There is a crossing there.
I knew my car could go through the suspended timber crossing. I knew there would be no problem and nothing would happen because I am a civil engineer. But my nature within told me, don't cross. It was a very strong message or inner voice telling me not to cross. I asked myself, how come it is like that? I had never experienced such a thing before, and I wanted to find out. So I reminded myself to be very mindful and aware when I cross. The moment I crossed, I saw the conditioning coming and leading me out. There was a taxi outside near Kayu restaurant, and I was supposed to turn right. The taxi from the other road, parallel to the road where I was, it just shot out from nowhere. When I saw the taxi coming, I accelerated, yet he banged the back part of my car. If I had not accelerated, he would have banged my car head on. The driver of that taxi still had the guts to come down from his taxi and ask me to compensate him. I asked him whether he saw the white line on the road where he was supposed to stop. He asked whether it was true and looked at the road. Then he said sorry and left. I said to him, next time be careful. Of course, I also need to spend some money to repair my car. That is coming, and all these are for me to learn. My nature alerts me and let me see and witness this very strong karmic conditioning coming and how it unfolds differently when I was mindful of its coming. On other occasions, for example, while playing mahjong and the curry fish incident, I had similar experiences. Once I wanted to order the curry fish, my nature told me not to order while telling me, you cannot eat that fish. I felt strange. It was 1989, after I knew the Dharma. I wanted to find out, so I purposely ordered. After I ate, I had diarrhea straight away. Then inside tell me, this fish has an affinity with you. You cannot simply order and eat it, and moreover, it is also contaminated. That's how I came to know. So the next time I got this type of feeling, I know what it is. That's why when I travel to China, I can see and feel the signs. I can understand many things, and because of that understanding, I can avoid a lot of inappropriate situations in life. Otherwise, there is no way for me to have that understanding to live life. There is another incident which I told you all before, that I bought a new car. Within the first 2 months, all the four tires punctured. Such a coincidence. No, but it is meant to be. It is something I have to go through because I have to pay for the repairs. These are karmic debts. Very strange, but yet it happened. It is for me to understand the causes and conditions behind so that I know what to do. After that, I became very tactful and careful. In fact, when you are too tired and sleepy, yet you still want to drive, you will surely get into trouble. Your pure awareness can alert you and advise you to rest and don't drive. From 1989 onwards, when I have the ability to see all this, I was able to avoid many accidents. You can ask my wife. So, all these are possible when you are mindful, aware, and when you have the understanding. Then a lot of things I can see the signs, the causes and conditions and the conditioning arising, how they surface, and how they come to my nature for me to sense them. Like how I teach my daughter, my son, and my wife via telling them. Whatever that is meant to be, the sign will keep coming, and you cannot stop the signs from manifesting. Then you know this person you must meet or this place you must go because it is meant to be. These are nature's conditions. That day we were supposed to go with Padmasuri to do some donation in Fakusan, Malaysia.
Fakusan, Malaysia.
It is like meant to be. My wife asked me. Then I advised her to go through Padmasuri as she has been there before. My wife was supposed to get directions from Padmasuri and drive there alone. I said no. Eventually, Padmasuri came with us and she managed to get a senior staff there to show us the whole way place. Then it gave me the understanding. It was a ready built, semi-detached industrial lot. They can save time on the planning, design and constructions as they bought an existing semi-detached industrial building. They only have to pay for the purchase of that property, then furnish and do up that place to convert it into their way place. It was so beautiful and relatively inexpensive. If they had raised funds to buy land and apply for the conversion, it would have taken much longer time. This property, the moment they buy, they can do it up very fast. So a lot of things in life, like I told Sister Polian, Chin Hao, Man Yuan and other Kalyana Mitas, is for you to learn. For life itself is our greatest teacher. If you cannot learn from life, it means you don't have the Dharma. You don't have mindfulness, awareness. You don't understand what is going on. You are being deluded. So all these sharing are meant to be. It can be just a broken statue, but Dharma is everywhere in the midst of life and nature.
True or not?
Yes.
Don't neglect all these things that happen. Why it happened? Inquire, that's all. And these are the signs. And you can learn from everything. Because life is your greatest teacher. Without going through life, you cannot understand life. And you cannot understand life, how can you learn wisdom or Dhamma? Well, Dhamma is about applying the understanding to live life. That's why you have to learn it from life. Okay? Not in the office or in your house, all the theory, go out, cannot apply. That is not the learning. The learning should be after you understand what the Buddha taught you or what is the teaching, then you cultivate. After you cultivate, you need to be tested in life. Understand? Without being tested in life, it's like we all study in the uni, then never practice. You think you can learn? You have to come out into the corporate sector. Like we have the three accountants from Singapore. If you don't come out and work and practice and see the reality of that profession, do you think you can learn? Cannot, isn't it? For my case, worse, civil engineer. If you don't practice, you don't really know what is going on. How the construction site look like also you don't know. How people pour concrete also you don't know. How people supervise everything also you don't know. Then all the, what they call, that one how to say, they cut corner, they take money. That one, you don't witness all this. But if you really come out to work, you not only witness, you hear a lot someone. So I remember that time I was doing my training in third year. So as a trainee, we join the contractor, we join all the staff, we eat at the coffee shop. I mean the cafe in the office. So what happened? The contractor was there. Then all of us were there. Then they were talking. And you know what the contractor told us? He said, technician, that TA, they tell you all these things. Very small world, they talk among themselves. You dare to take them. Aiyo, small world. And you meet everywhere. And your name becomes famous very fast. You are on the take. Last time I remember I worked at the government authority that is in charge of approval. They no one know. Every officer inside there got story on. Then you say, you want to get approval, you must go and see so and so. You cannot go direct on. You go direct, he like very professional. He don't want to see you. But you go through that consultant or his, anything also cannot. So these are the real thing that is happening. So when it comes to living life, it's the same, understand or not? Because the real happening is life itself. If you cultivate all your Dhamma, you cannot be tested, you don't go into life, how do you learn? You cannot see the operation of karma and all those things, understand or not? Everything is like theoretical. They call what? Not put to test, one call what? Theoretical is one word, there is another word. Huh? No, no. What is it in other English? Theoretical means you cannot apply. Hypothetical. Thank you. Yun Chan. Understand or not? You haven't tested it, understand? It's just knowledge, understand? You learn the knowledge, but you don't know how to apply all this knowledge. So, not much use. So, life itself is where you can put to test. So, the cultivation is in life. So, all this Dhamma is related to life. It's not related to life. It's not a living Dhamma. Understand? Not? You know what is a living Dhamma? not only apply to life, you can live it on, understand not? It becomes a reality, like the Noble Eightfold Path. You can have the embodiment of that Noble Eightfold Path, then you can live it, you can apply it. That is a living Dhamma. Otherwise, very theoretical. You can talk about it, but you cannot apply it, no. I remember last time Yun Chan used to tell me, but in the early days, I said, advise people very easy, let go lah, don't worry lah. What really happened to yourself, not easy to practice. So, most people have this type of problem. So, you try to help people, like make them feel better. Ayo, let go lah, don't attach lah. This one is cause of suffering lah. Everything you repeat is correct, isn't it? According to a Dhamma, isn't it? But when it comes to yourself, when serious thing happen, first of all, true reality, all your Dhamma knowledge fly out the window. Why? You panic already, and you push out already, understand or not? You worry already. That is basically, there was one president of Vipassana Society, Exa. He got disease or sickness problem, landed in hospital. Then panicked by the urologist. Also accountant. 60 years old, retired. Then he got prostate problem, cannot pee. Panic like anything, then admitted. Then the urologist that attend to him, he said, we check your blood test already. You very serious already, he said. The reading so high, he said. Sure, cancer already. Third stage or fourth stage. His whole face pucat. You know what happened? I visited him. We are one of the Kayamita who very good friend, also another accountant friend of him, came and see me. Hey, Brachi, Brachi, you know that person. He also actually attended my class and was one of my Kayamita also. So, very good guy. So, I say, okay lah, no problem lah. I say, during his time, he president, he let me use the place and all those things. So, because of that, I went. Then he attended our Tuesday class, sometimes Thursday class, then Monday gathering of coming. So, we went. So, I was with the accountant friend of his. Then we went. At that time, he can laugh already. You know what happened? He told us, I said, but you, sorry. I said, when that urologist told me I got cancer, I straight away panic and don't know what to do. Is it all your dharma fly out the window? Cannot apply at all. You know, he told me the worst is that urologist said I need to do a biopsy to confirm what stage, not to confirm whether malignant or what. Confirm what stage, third or fourth. He said my whole face puchat. Then luckily we were there. He said 1 week was hell, he said, waiting for the result. So luckily we were there. Then he said, get second opinion. So he go to a very good urologist, recommended by somebody, second opinion. The urologist check. He said, why you panic until like that? He said, the other urologist said, my reading very high. Sure, high lah, he said. You prostate problem, the infection so strong, and that thing balloon until like that, you come and do the test. The reading sure high lah, understand or not? After you take the appropriate medication and all things, when it subsides, the reading go back to normal. It doesn't mean you got cancer, understand or not? Unless too long, too many times you kena like that, you never come to the hospital, understand or not? So luckily, because of that, she calm down. Then later on, the reading come out, really negative. He become normal again. Then learn Dhamma again. Understand? That's why you better make sure you can apply. So this is a true story. Go on.
Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
That's why remember this until it becomes habitual tendency. Understand or not? This wholesome one, the habitual tendency is good. Understand or not? You only don't go and create habitual tendency of defilement. Understand or not? Things that create the duality. This one is no duality. Develop what they call meritorious action, spiritual well. Also don't want to learn. If it can become habitual tendency, very good. That's why when you can rejoice in the wholesomeness of others, you have that virtue. Understand or not? It's just like generosity. You are very generous, very kind, very helpful. You are very gentle in your approach. And you are very, they call, sincere. Then people like you, understand or not? Yeah, you reap what you sow. These are your virtue. When you perform all this virtue, in terms of law of karma, people will be kind to you, gentle to you, helpful to you. You understand? That's what Kayamita is all about. Not like the other one, I help you, you help me. That one is different. This one is, I sincerely help because I'm a cultivator, understand? And I knew these are very wholesome. And this is karmic, understand? But the other one, I help you, you help me. That one, the karmic kaulat, it's not this type. Because that one is got terms and conditions inside. If I help you, you help me back. So that one can, they call it bargain. So all this, you must differentiate. That's why sometimes if you quote me, without understanding, very dangerous. Hey, brother, you say, be friendly, be kind, help each other. My contractor also, I think I can be friendly with him. I can be very kind with him. Because he willing to pay me. You apply the Dhamma like that, I wish you luck. Because there is greed behind that. So, you must look at that mental intention behind. But Kayamita help Kayamita, you think got greed now? You sincere, isn't it? You got nothing to gain, isn't it? But he don't give you project, isn't it? Understand or not? He don't kao tim you, isn't it? You know what is kao tim or not? no need to explain. Okay, Maya, yeah.
The end, closing puja. Okay, finish already.
Closing puja idea. Oh yeah.